3.1415926565.
Don?
What?
What are you doing?
I was trying to break the record for memorizing pi. Now I've got to start over.
Memorize pi? Oh, yeah. I remember that from 7th grade geometry. But how can you memorize pi? We usually abbreviate it as 3.14, but the numbers just keep going after the decimal point.
I'm trying to memorize as many numbers as I can. The record is 42,000 decimal places.
Wow. You're really going to try to memorize that much? Why? What is pi, anyway?
It's only one of the most fascinating numbers in the history of mathematics. It sounds simple. Pi equals the circumference of a circle divided by its diameter. No matter how large or small the circle, the ratio always equals pi.
That's interesting.
Yes, and it has been for over 4,000 years. The Babylonians were the first to approximate pi, and ever since, mathematicians have come up with ways of figuring it more accurately. In modern times, we've used supercomputers to calculate pi to billions of decimal places.
That's really something. But what's all the excitement about? I mean, what is pi used for?
It's used to calculate the lengths of arcs and other curves, the area of a circle, and the volume of a cylinder or cone. For instance, if you're a rocket scientist trying to calculate the fuel capacity of a cylindrical fuel tank, pi's your guy.
Cool.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got a record to break.
Good luck.
3.1415.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Bruce Solomon in mathematics. For Don Glass, I'm Yael Cassander.